Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis. The Tigers are getting ready for their final regular season matches. Auburn will be at home this weekend. The Tigers will be at home on Friday against Texas A&M at 3, and then Sunday the Tigers host LSU at noon. Auburn split matches this past weekend in SEC play. A thrilling match and a win against Alabama on Friday, fell in a heartbreaker to Mississippi State on Sunday, came back and won an afternoon match, a non-conference match against Alabama A&M as well. All right, that sets up that last week. And this week we're joined now by Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds. Coach, let's talk about this past weekend's matches. Your thoughts about the two matches against Alabama and then Mississippi State.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of the guys. It was a hard-fought weekend for us and, you know, kind of went both ways. You know, the one against Alabama on Friday, we won the doubles point, and honestly, believe it or not, credit to that team. You know, they fought hard in the singles and put us up against the wall. You know, we were down match points at 6, 3 of them, 5-4, 40-15 receiving in the third, really, to lose that match 4-2, but Raul, you know, just stuck with it, you know, made the guy play in big pressure moments, you know, was able to get a couple points there and push it to 5-all, just at the kind of the same point as Tyler was in the end of the second set and down match points in the breaker to extend the match again and give him a chance in the third. But man, both teams just fought to the bitter end. And that's really what, you know, college tennis makes it so enjoyable. You know, it's tough that any team has to lose, but you know, we were on the losing side against Arkansas the week before. So that is just college athletics, you know, taking advantage of your opportunities and hopefully being successful. And then the Mississippi State match, played some good doubles, gave up a little bit too many free points earlier in some of those doubles matches to get behind. We fought back, pushed number one to a breaker, and just honestly didn't come up, you know, in the winning end of that, but regrouped, took 4 first sets, had opportunities late in the match, you know, with Alejandra at number 4, he was up a set and serving for it at 5-4. When we were down 3-2, just at the same point that really Tyler had won the first set and was really early on in the second set. So, you know, you've heard me speak about getting off the court. And, you know, I think if we could have gotten off that court on number 4 and even the score at 3-all early in the match while we're still ahead at 1, maybe that's different pressure, you know, for Mississippi State, but also, you know, a little spark of energy for us. And just unfortunately, we weren't able to get off. And like I said, Alejandro continued to fight all the way, you know, and be in the third set at 5-all when the match ended up being clinched. So, again, just a long, hard-fought weekend on both Friday and Sunday.
And then I think should be noted that even after a tough loss on Sunday, you come right back and beat a team that you should beat in Alabama A&M, and you win that one 6-love. So that'd have been easy to mail that one in. It doesn't seem like the Tigers did that.
No, the guys came out. You know, that's part of, you know, playing those extra matches and kind of working on things that you can work on in a match situation. A guy, again, playing on tired legs, right, after a really long Friday and Sunday, hour rest, but being able to come out there and like you said, take care of business and get on the court and off the court.
We've talked about him a little bit this season, but if you would, just a couple words about what Billy Blades has done for you this year, especially when he has been a singles guy for you this season, Coach.
I mean, he's been rock solid. You know, even if I start from last year when he got here in January and was finding his way, obviously as an international and learning the college tennis platform and just, you know, taking in all the emotions and I would say maybe at the beginning part, struggling a little bit and then finding his way and being unbelievable lower in the lineup last year. And then right into this year where, again, you know, he had I wouldn't say the best fall to start off, you know, again, working on things that John and I have been trying to implement in his game to make him a better tennis player. And now you're seeing those, you know, it blossom. And what on the year, I think he's only lost one SEC match anywhere from, you know, 5-6 and now up to 3. So much respect for Mississippi State's Carlos Hernandez as a player, and really for Billy to go out there and handle him relatively easy, you know, from a scoreline standpoint, and not getting broken for 2 sets. That's not easy to do against that guy. I mean, that guy is a fifth-year senior and had been really the rock of their team. And like I said, Billy just went out there, played aggressive tennis, you know, controlled points with his forehand, and really dictated when that ball was in his strike zone to be aggressive. And then he's one of the best when he comes forward and follows the ball to the net and finishes at the net.
You talked a little bit about the Friday match and how that ended, and Tyler Stice is the last guy on the court for you. It's coming down to his match. He wins 5-7, 7-6 in a tiebreaker, and 7-6. It lasts 3 hours mm-hmm. on Friday. I would imagine that was exhausting for him, but also exhilarating for he and the Tigers to pick up that win after such a long, hard-fought singles match that was going to decide it one way or the other.
I mean, there's nobody better. There's nobody better. Fifth-year senior, he's been doing it for 4.5 years now. And anybody that comes out and watches what he does literally leaves matches amazed at just the fight that he has. And like I said, I still vividly remember being down one of the match points and receiving. I forget what the score was, maybe 9-10 in the breaker. Alabama playing a sec, bombs a serve, and somehow Tyler just fights it back off and then goes on the full dead run and has to put up a lob. Like, literally, like, I don't even know how he got his racket on it and was able to, you know, put it close to the baseline and just fight and scrap and do anything he can when he's being outmatched physically by bigger and stronger players. And he just somehow finds a way to stay in it and give himself an opportunity. And the greatest thing is when he does that, then he takes advantage of it. You know, like, he's an unbelievable player to go from defense to offense in the same point with one shot. And as a coach, you know, I've seen it so many times now out of him, and just his emotional stability and mental stability in big pressure situations to enjoy the moment and go out there and compete. And, you know, as a coach, you're sitting there and it's 3-all, you're like, man, this is the guy I want. You know, this is the guy I wanted to come down to. And, you know, happy it did come down to him and he was able to pull through.
All right. It's senior weekend for the Tigers this weekend with both Texas A&M and LSU coming to town. The Texas A&M match on Friday at 3:00 is free Kona ice. And then Sunday at noon, it's Sunday fun day to wrap up the regular season. There's a tough way to wrap it up. I'm glad the Tigers are at home, but you got two very, very tough matches coming up this weekend to wrap up the regular season.
Yeah, we do. You know, like you said, I'm glad to be home. You know, I feel like this whole season we've been on the road quite a bit, and you look back and obviously it's even, but it just feels that way. So it's nice to come at the end of the season, you know, when we have been grinding and guys are tired, to be at home, to get that extra motivation. You know, we play a Texas A&M who we saw at the beginning of the year at kickoff indoors up in Clemson, had a battle with them and ended up losing 4-2. But I felt like we could have won the doubles and still some of those singles points. So, you know, it'll be a different situation, obviously playing at home, playing outside, playing on slower courts and where we have a lot of success. And then, yeah, leading into LSU, who, again, battles and has had some great wins and have struggled at times. So it's one of those teams that you know, you have to be ready for. You don't know what LSU team you're going to get, you know, and that's probably the biggest thing is preparing for them more mentally and emotionally than it is even X's and O's.
And at 5-5 in SEC play right now, boy, I mean, there's a lot on the line this weekend when it comes to seeding for the upcoming SEC tournament in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, we put ourselves at a great situation. You know, I think we're going to miss out on one of those 1-4 seeds just with that Mississippi State match. They were kind of on the 4-5 spot with us. So, but like you said, you know, trying to get that 5 seed, 6 seed at worst. So this weekend's big for us and we're ready for it. You know, these guys have pushed hard and, you know, they wanted one of those 4 seeds and get that day off and just do something we haven't done. But again, you know, it's all about at this point, continuing to build for that SEC tournament and then obviously for the NCAA tournament starting in May.
Your thoughts about senior day coming up, Coach?
I think somebody's going to have to bring me some tissues, a big box of tissues. You know, it's tough to lose three guys, and these three guys in Tyler Stice and Finn Murgut and Raul Dobai, you know, have been instrumental to our program, just as a coach and looking at it more of fatherly, just seeing how they've grown as people in the 5 years that we've had them. And everything that they've poured into the younger guys over the last 2 years to leave this place and Auburn tennis in a better situation than it was 5-6 years ago. And these guys, like I said, you know, always, you know, they took a chance on Chris and I. They took a chance on Auburn tennis, and they've made it better in the meantime. And it's going to be sad to see them go, but they hold a huge spot in my heart and for everything they've done over these last 5 years.
Wish you all the best this weekend, Coach. All the best to you, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds on This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.